Welcome back to the Cactus Podcast. Girl, I am feeling better. Baby, when I say I'm feeling like 80% better, COVID whooped my ass and I was not fighting back. COVID beat me up, girl, and I was not fighting back. I was defeated. So, I feel better. Welcome, we back to YouTube. I know my last podcast was audio only. Thank y'all for tuning in on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeart. I looked how I felt, and I just didn't feel like getting on camera, but I knew I needed the podcast, so thank you guys for tuning in. Regardless of how I put the episode out, I might go ahead and throw the audio up on YouTube just to have it. We'll see how I'm feeling, girl, but welcome back to the Cactus Podcast, honey. I don't have no cupcakes today. I actually ate them. So I was gonna eat cupcakes with y'all and chit chat, girl. Why the fuck I ate the cupcake? Why I ate the cupcake before we could even get on video. I suck at podcasting, let me just tell you. But we here. No cupcakes. I have some cupcakes next time. And we could eat cupcakes and sip our wine and talk shit. Cool. But I'm sure you've seen the topic. Girl, let's just jump right into it. The topic is snitching, baby. I feel like every other Instagram post, every other tweet is about snitching. That is my whole, that is like all my social media platforms. That's my whole timeline. That is everything. Like, everywhere you go, this conversation about rappers snitching and telling and doing all this, it's just, it has overtaken I feel like it has overtaken the hip-hop conversation. It has overtaken social media. It is just everywhere. So, if you don't know what we're talking about, if you live under a rock and you don't care about none of this, and somehow you just found your way to me, we're talking about, there's been this whole debate, heated debate. People is, child, y'all be losing sleep over these rappers that you don't even know. About whether or not Gunna told on Young Thug to be able to, you know, come home, and he took a plea. I think the name of the plea is like an Alfred plea or something like that. So Gunna did that, and then there's this whole other conversation with Boston Richie and whether or not Boston Richie snitched on the person who killed his family member, and if Boston Richie told, you know, on one of his good friends to get out of a situation. It's just a lot. It is a lot, and I feel like these, like I said, these conversations have just completely taken over social media, taken over hip hop. Then you have 21 Savage the other night on Clubhouse indicting himself, telling all the business, telling, you know, just all type of street business. I didn't listen to it. It sounded like he was kind of tipsy. I wish they did how rappers, how they used to do back in the day, and like take their phones and like run their social media accounts for them. But yeah, 21 was telling on himself or admitting to things. Child, I don't know. It's just been it's been a lot going on. And as somebody who, like, I'm from Florida, so I follow all the Florida music blogs and then just all the other hip-hop music blogs. It's just all I see. So, you have this big debate going on right now on social media about, do you still support these artists? Do you still support people who allegedly snitched or allegedly told or whatever the case may be? And it's been heated. Like I said, people going back and forth. You have some people like, I ain't listening to none of their music no more. I'm deleting it out my playlist. And I ain't effing with Gunna no more. And I ain't effing with Boston Richie. And then you have some people who are like, girl, I'm going to just enjoy the music. Like, I'm just going to, I don't know these folks. And I'm going to just stick to listening to the music and the vibes. You know what I'm saying? You have those people. So, it's just been like a head to head, and I am a civilian. I am a woman. I know nothing about None of that. Okay. So that's number one. Let me, as me, the fine author, host of this podcast, let me just say I know nothing about that. However, I've been seeing a lot of women chiming in. And to me, I always felt like when it comes to anything pertaining to like snitching and who told and da da da, that is a male conversation. I am a strong believer, like, voice your opinion, of course. I'll never like tell a woman to sit down and cook, sit down and sew, bitch. No. But I do feel like this is a male conversation. That's why I personally stay out of it. I remember I made a tweet and I shared it on Instagram and I was like, girl, I'm gonna stay out of men's business when, you know, Gunna came home. I was like, I'm gonna stay out of men's business. I got nothing to be, girl. I'm a girl, I'm a woman, I don't know nothing about who told what, pushing P. I'm just gonna stay out of it. I'm out the mix. Feel me? So, but I've been seeing a lot of women chiming in, like, he told his snitch, I ain't effing with him. I ain't listening to him no more. He a rat. Like, the girls, a lot of girls been going in. And I can understand men and women feeling a certain way because you have Young Thug. The case is really about Young Thug. His life is really in the balance. If you a fan of Young Thug, like I am, like we all are, you know, it's triggering. It's triggering because you have, I cannot think of a really big mainstream artist in my generation that has faced a case this huge. And not only faced a case this huge, but there's like a really good chance that that artist may not beat it. Like, we are Young Thug fans. We are long-term Young Thug fans. So to even imagine that, damn, like, we may not ever get another song from Young Thug. This man may never, like, be free. Like, he may never be free in the years where he can perform. You know, that's triggering for fans. So I completely understand men and women and anything, you know, in between, feeling like, damn, like, you know, if Gunna turned on Thug, you know, that's messed up. Like, I can completely understand having an opinion on it. But, girl, now sis, I need y'all to talk to me like we is in a group chat. I need y'all to act like it's just me and you in the room. Like, it's just me and your girls talking. You bitches know y'all don't give a damn about niggas snitching. Like, let's be for real. Like, can we just be honest? Like, and I've been seeing the girl, I mean, especially on Twitter chat, the girls been, whoo. The girls been saying who they ain't gonna support, child. These niggas rats. I mean, the girls like, now ladies, you have sat behind a fence with all the luxuries and the comfort of a life. I have to, you know, you don't give a damn about snitching. Like, because let's just be for real. When 6ix9ine came home, it was no shortage of women. Bitch, wrap it up. Just wrap the whole damn podcast up. 6ix9ine. Tekashi 6ix9ine. When he came home, child, it wasn't no shortage of women around. It wasn't no shortage of money around. And he took the stand. He snitched on his friends and everybody else moving. You know what I'm saying? And it was no shortage of women. It was no shortage of women, honey. Let's just be for real. The girls were still there. With Gunna, I don't know if he told or not. Like, I feel like with Tekashi 6ix9ine, we seen it. He admitted to it. I mean, it was no denying it. He, like, admitted, like, this is what I did to come home, and that's what it is. With Gunna, it's like a little, it's like a gray area. It's like a really gray area. But I do want to shout out to, it is a YouTuber that I just discovered called 1090 Jake. Yeah. 10 out of Drake. He has done a phenomenal job of, even if you're not really into the whole who told on who thing, he does such a good job of just putting documents and paperwork and court records together in a way that my non-legal knowing ass can understand. And I just been following him. I'm more into like his research and documentation capabilities just as a YouTuber, because bro, that should take time. Like, for him to put all them all that paperwork together and all that shit, man, that should take time. So I want to shout out to him, because he's been covering. Child, if you told on your auntie sister when you were 6, baby, he gonna figure it out. He gonna bring it to the YouTube for everybody to decipher. But I just admire the way that he puts it together, like put it in very much layman terms for people to understand. But you girls, y'all don't give a damn about none of that. Let's just be for real. These people are still millionaires. Gunna came home. Gunna walked out of jail, and his little foreign ting was waiting on him at the door. He hopped right in the car with her. You feel me? Like, I thought it was Kim Kardashian, because I know Kim Kardashian had been advocating for Gunna to get released. You know, Gunna is not really involved in this. Like, Gunna has the doesn't really have charges. Like, so she was advocating on the grounds of, like, why is Gunna being held? So when I seen the young lady pull up to get Gunna out of jail and he got in the car with her, I thought it was Kim Kardashian. I really did. I thought, you know, she had advocated and worked, you know, got it with her lawyers, because, you know, she's a lawyer now. So I'm thinking, Kim, I got the job done once again. It was not Kim Kardashian. But it was another young lady that Gunna was dating, whatever. And she stuck beside him, child, whether he told or didn't told or whatever happened, she stuck beside him. I say all that to say, same with Boston Richie. It's no short of women. There's no shortage of women chasing Boston Richie. The girls love Boston Richie. Like, especially the Florida girls. He's from Florida. The girls love Boston Richie. Like, let's just keep it all the way real. Y'all girls don't really care about snitching. And I don't want y'all to. Like, here's the thing. Like, if you are civilian, I'm a civilian, you're a civilian, we not in that world. We not in that life. So there is a certain code of ethics that we don't have to abide by as civilians. But it would be best not to even involve yourself in that. And dating those type of men, but that is a whole nother podcast. Me certainly ain't here to pass no judgment on nobody. But y'all girls don't care. Y'all girls do not care about snitching. These are still millionaires at the end of the day. Keep it above. If Gunna hit your DM, you going. If Boston Richie points you out at the club and say, let's ride, you're going. Like, be for real and stop woofing on the net. Like, it is. Like I said, I would never tell nobody to just sit down and shut up, particularly women. No, but I think the internet just gives people this power to speak on things that they know absolutely positively nothing about. And I think it's okay not to know about what, it's okay not to know these type of things. If you're not in that world, if you're not a street chick or a street chick or whatever, it's okay not to know. It's okay not to be knowledgeable. It's okay to say, you know, I don't know if telling is right or wrong. It's okay. But to get on the internet and act as if these very rich and prominent rappers could not bag you if they wanted you, girl, let's be for real. As much as we guilty wolf on the internet about wanting a rich nigga this and rich nigga this and fly this and buy me a bag this and that, you mean to tell me if Boston Richie, with all these snitching allegations against him, sliding your DM, you're not going? You know you're going. So let's just be for real. You know you're going. you know you're going. Go and go get your bag. Go get whatever. Go get whatever luxuries and accommodations you can out these niggas. Do that. But I find it comical that a lot of the girls are like saying what they won't do and what they won't tolerate. But you, honestly, it's the same with anything. Like, girls are so quick to get on the internet and say what they won't do until they're in the situation. It's easy to say you won't mess with somebody baby daddy until that baby daddy is a rich rapper. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to say I will never mess with somebody's husband until that said husband is a billionaire coming your way that's gonna afford you this lifestyle. Yeah, it's easy to say it. Y'all not turning down these rappers, whether they told or not, and that's okay. What I prefer y'all to say is that don't apply to me. I don't care. I'm not that invested in going about y'all business. That's what I would prefer women to say versus trying to go viral with these comments and these tweets talking about who a rat and who's not a rat. And I want, like I said earlier, I don't know who did what. I am not the girl that is looking at and dissecting paperwork. I really just find the whole conversation interesting. And I find the conversation interesting because in the world of rap, in the world of hip hop, it is just, snitching is just one of those things that is just like the bottom of the barrel. It's just so interesting. And I'm not even going, I won't say what I want to say because y'all are getting mad. But it's just, it's interesting like what, sometimes like what is accepted in hip hop and then what is just absolutely frowned upon. And snitching and telling and being a rat is just absolutely frowned upon, but some things are glorified. I won't say what those things is, but what those things are. But yeah, it's interesting. But for whatever reason, it's the culture that we live in, it's the culture that we consume. So particularly Florida rap. Let's talk about Florida rap a little bit. I want to talk about particularly this Boston Richie situation because y'all know everybody in Florida really seems to gravitate towards Boston Richie. They really seem to like Boston Richie. I am not as familiar. I know the song Bullseye. I call that the nigga Bible because, baby, when I went to ESTG show in Tampa and they played that song, I feel like every man in the building had choir rehearsal. They love that song. They love that Bullseye song. Like, that is their one. Cool. I like that song too. But I'm just not as well versed into Boston Richie. But a little bit of backstory. Boston Richie is now signed to Future. And y'all know Future been having this big tour. This dope ass tour that I'm very jealous I missed. And Boston Richie was supposed to be on it. Now Boston Richie just put out his project. And with all of these telling allegations and snitching allegations, they pulled Boston Richie from the tour. Well, he didn't perform. I don't, you know, some people, Boston Richie said, you know, it was because he's working on music. Some people felt like that was cap because you just put out an album. So what are you working on that's so important that you wouldn't hit the stage with Future, your label head? But Boston Richie said he was working on music and that's why he wasn't participating. I personally feel like the timing of the situation, like the timing of the allegations and him being pulled off the tour, I don't feel like that's a coincidence. I think because hip hop just frowns so hard on snitching, especially, you know, you signed to Future. You signed to one of them, like one of them ones who is just anti-snitch, da da da, all of that. So I just don't think it was a coincidence that he was pulled from the tour. I think that's why he was pulled from the tour. I honestly do. I think these allegations, 1090 Jake has such a huge following. And like I said, the way 1090 Jake breaks down the documents and the paperwork and all of that, I think that has something to do with it. You know, because it's not really like your brand. Future's, it's not just your brand, I should say. Future's brand and the whole Free Band brand is kind of rooted in that street ties, street ethics, like culture, and the no snitching clause is in that. It's written within that their code of ethics. You understand? So I believe that that's why he was pulled, because you have someone like Lil Durk who also performed on the tour. And y'all know how Lil Durk give it up. I don't really have to say too much on that. But I just think the Boston Richie situation was very much frowned upon within the hip-hop community. And I'm just so curious to see how his relationship with Future and these other rappers, like how that will progress moving forward. Like, that's what I'm interested in. I get off on like the business of all of this, and like, okay, what does like the reputation, like this, like having a bad reputation, how does that, you know, affect the brand? That's what I be on. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I get so like invested and wrapped up into, because eventually, like, I want to manage artists. I want to be a PR person. Like, these are all things that I want to explore within my career. So I get off on that. And being a rapper, it is very, if you watch Nonfiction with myself and Nino Breeze talked about it, how important it is as a rapper to have crystal clean paperwork. It is very important to them. It's almost like a badge of honor. Like, not only am I a rapper, I stand on something. And if I get in a situation as a man, I'm going to take that situation, and I'm going to take accountability and responsibility for that situation without bringing somebody else down. And we talked a lot on that, and we talked on and off camera about that. I'm not really invested in what Boston Richie did, but another thing I think that was super damaging to the Boston Richie image was, allegedly there's some video floating around of a younger Boston Richie getting arrested, and assumingly knowing the officers like on a first name basis type of thing. And in that video, Boston Richie, you know, allegedly had something illegal in the car. They put him in handcuffs and took him out, and people have been saying that he was not arrested because of his first name basis type relationship with the officers, which further led them to believe that he is some sort of witness. He's like some sort of protected entity within law enforcement. Again, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen the video, but I've read the comments, and I've just been sitting back observing, and I'm like, okay, this is all interesting, because Florida rappers seem to still embrace Boston Richie. And you know what? Bump the music if you like the music. Like, please don't ever get it twisted. If you like the music and it's a vibe, like, bump it. If you still want to collaborate with these people, go for it. Like, again, if you're not a street person and that's just not your ministry, that's not your culture, you don't have those same code of ethics, then don't trouble yourself. Like, I think people just need to be real with themselves. Don't trouble yourself with making a decision if you are not in that life. Please don't. Please. Like, the only people who, I guess, would lose sleep over this are the people who are in that lifestyle, and the people whose image is heavily dependent upon not snitching. Okay? But it feels like to me the whole state of Florida is still rocking with and supporting Richie, which is perfectly fine. But I do feel that the bigger industry, like the heavy hitters, your Future, your Durk, I don't think, from what I'm observing, it just seemed like they're getting distant. It seemed like they're the ones like, yeah, we good on him. Like, we ain't effing with him. I didn't come on here to dissect paperwork. As you see, I have none of it in front of me. Back to the women. Like, I just want women to be true to themselves. True to themselves. Like, if there's a lifestyle being presented and there's an opportunity for you to maybe date a rapper and obtain the things that come with that, I just don't see a lot of y'all turning that down. I don't see a lot of y'all turning that down, even if y'all get into this no snitching bag and this whoop whoop whoop. Like, I don't see y'all turning down a Gunna. I don't see y'all turning down Boston Richie. I don't, to be quite honest, and y'all may not even admit it, we in a recession. I don't see y'all turning down Tekashi 6ix9ine. I don't see y'all turning down Tekashi 6ix9ine if he's sliding your DM. If Tekashi 6ix9ine offered to fly you out and take you shopping and, you know, do the whole rapper fly out thing, I don't think y'all turning it down. I don't think y'all turning it down, girl. Like, I don't think y'all turning it down. I think y'all would never admit it. I don't think y'all are going on camera and actually, like, admit to, like, kicking it with Tekashi 6ix9ine. No. But I don't, come on, sis. Like, this the group chat right now. Just ignore it. Like, pretend anybody else watching. It's just me and you, girl. We in a group chat. You're going. And that's just what it is. Girls do not care about snitching. Y'all don't care. Like, the girls don't care about who's telling on who. Girls are not pulling up to a millionaire rapper house and saying, hold on, let me check your paperwork. Like, let me see if you ever told us. Like, girls not, women not doing that. Women are not doing it. You're not doing that. And that's okay. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the things. Enjoy the lavishries. Like, you a woman. Like, I'm certainly not going to judge you. I'm certainly not going to judge you, Trill. I'm the least judgmental person on the net. I feel. So I'm not going to judge you. But just be honest. Like, just be honest about the conversation. I just really feel like women should stay out of the conversation. I ain't even going to lie. And I'm never that girl. I hate when men, like, try to silence women. But, like, we need to be quiet. Like, we really should be quiet. Because we live in a world of posting DMs and all that. Like, I would hate for y'all to be piping up on the net talking about you would never deal with a snitch. And one of the snitches post your DMs that you going for. Like, I would hate for them to pull a dish you on you. So, let's stay out of men business. I just encourage all women this particular time. We're going to stay out of men business. Well wishes to Boston Richie and Gunna. And I hope that, you know, I hope that the good Lord see them through, child, because it's not looking too promising for Boston Richie outside of Florida. And even with Gunna, you know, they've been posting about all the rappers that's unfollowing them on Instagram and all of that. Yeah, it's looking kind of rough. It's looking kind of rough, girl. And for Young Thug, I really do hope the best for Young Thug, and I mean that sincerely as a fan. Like, fan of Thugger back when him and Gucci did the tape, back when he was doing his Rich Gang thing, like when him and Rich Homie Quan was cool. Like, I'm a big Thug fan, so I really hope by the grace of God that something works out in Young Thug's favor. I don't want to see Young Thug go for 20-30 years. Like, you talking about somebody who, all allegations aside, has done so much for the community. A couple years ago, bought the big acres of land, and, you know, was gonna put all these different businesses on there, who bailing out people for nonviolent offenses so they could be with their families. Like, yeah. You know, we talking about somebody who has done a lot of good for the community, a lot of good for rap, period. Like, you just talking about somebody who has done a lot of good. And it would be a shame to see all that talent and all of that, just that good-heartedness go to waste because of this situation. Again, I'm not in the courtroom. I don't know nothing about, I don't know what these allegations are. Ain't looking for them, ain't trying to know them. But the fan in me is hoping that everything works out for Thugger. So, with that being said, girl, that's all I got. I ain't got no more. I really just want to do a podcast about how you heifers don't give a damn about snitching, and I wish y'all would be honest with yourselves and just hush. Anyway, if you like this video, girl, I encourage you to watch Nonfiction and all of the other Kate Dish podcast episodes. I don't know if y'all noticed, I pulled the Megan Thee Stallion episode. It wasn't even really about Megan Thee Stallion. It was more so about Kelsey. I pulled that episode from YouTube and streaming. Yeah, I wasn't a fan. And I felt like I should have come back and did a follow-up episode as the trial progressed. I didn't. My thought process was like, I'm gonna let it all play out and then I'm gonna do something. But like I said in the last podcast episode that was all audio, you really can't drop a podcast episode about Kelsey and without some type of context. So I went ahead and pulled it. I'm like, you know what, we good. We can talk about the Meg, Tory, Kelsey situation at sentencing, because I already know it's gonna be some more bullshit that comes out at sentencing, the girl. So we can revisit that then. But love you guys. Thank y'all for listening. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Follow me, The Fine Author, on Instagram. Buy my book, In the Wicked We Trust. Thank you guys for buying my book and supporting my book and reading my book. Like, thankful. Very, very, very thankful, girl. Thank you guys so much for supporting the book. The sequel is on the way, I promise. I promise. The sequel is coming, girl. So, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will see you girls in the next episode.